Political news. The Queensland government unanimously supports Anastasia Palaszczuk amid concerns over leadership. This rallying follows the cabinet's recent suspension of the Human Rights Act, which legalises the detention of children in adult watch houses. Stephen Miles, the acting premier, faced the press on Monday to confirm that despite recent headlines which suggested an internal division, all Queensland ministers were in full support of Ms. Palaszczuk as well as her future for re-election.
In more local news, giant magpie sculpture has been recognised as one of the country's top 10 big things in the new Royal Australian Mint Coin series. The commemorative $1 coins also celebrate Wombai's the Big Pineapple. Since 1960s, Australia's love of big outdoor sculpture has resulted in hundreds of them were placed in distant settlements and along country roads. The artist of the magpie big swoop, Yanni Pankhurst, said the sculpture was just a funny and ironic idea, and he's pleased to see it on the coins.
In national news, Channel 7 has apologised for using photos of a woman without her consent in a program discussing transgender youth. Grace Hyland, a transgender woman, recently criticised Channel 7 for using her images in adverts for a program that alleges children being pressured into transitioning. Ms. Hyland states it misleads the public into assuming a dangerous narrative where she regrets her transition, something she vehemently denies. With her statement going public, Channel 7 has apologised for the misrepresentation and has since deleted the videos featuring Ms. Hyland whilst uploading new adverts that do not feature her.
In more national news, Australia successfully evacuated a sick Antarctic researcher from one of the most inhospitable places of the planet. The icebreaker travelled more than 3,000 kilometres to reach the man, who has an undisclosed developing medical condition. The man is being transported to Tasmania, where he will receive specialist assessment and care. The Australian Antarctic Programme said all other personnel on stations are accounted for and safe. The authorities require all researchers sent to Antarctica to undergo lengthy medical examinations before deployment, as rescues in the icy continent is complex, expensive, dangerous, and may require assistance from international partners.
In international news, teachers in South Korea have staged a walkout to protest against the widespread harassment by overbearing parents and rowdy students. The movement, sparked by the death of a 23-year-old elementary school teacher, saw around 15,000 people donning black attire and attending a rally outside the National Assembly in Seoul, demanding for better protection of teaching staff amidst the rise of severe mistreatment. The protests reportedly resulted in the temporary closure of some schools. All this occurred despite authorities declaring the protest action illegal and threatening legal consequences.
For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that. Some good stories in there. Yeah. It's like the teachers at South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the teachers in Australia have, you know, problems with overbearing parents.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Now, something that I might have missed it on my drive in, but the weather. You know, you know that as you learn about radio journalism,
yes.
Radio us announcers. Weather is, it doesn't matter which show it is, Workers' Power, you know, Transmission. We love talking about the weather. Now, the fog this morning.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really was. And driving in on but the thing was that the reason I wanted to mention it, you know, there's always a catch, isn't there, right? Is I've got, because there's so many people, when you drive in fog, what you should be doing, that you should be doing this, right, is you should have your lights on.
Yeah. Yep.
If it's foggy, turn your lights on. I just don't fathom. And the other one is if you turn your windscreen wipers on, you turn your lights on at the same time. That's a rule I have.
That makes
if
sense.
My windscreen wipers are on, my lights are on.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's just should be the way that it goes. If you care about safety, you know, these are the things that you should be doing, you know. And I'm not turning... Look, can I say about at least 90% did not have their lights on this morning.
Ooh.
So I've got a song for that.
Oh, good transition.
Yeah, I've got the road safety song from the disgruntled taxpayers.
Oh, there you go.
And this song goes out to everyone who was driving around in the fog this morning without your lights on.
Shame.
This is for you. Here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Yo, yo, yo. This is DJ Niger here. Check it out. You have been advised there is strong language content.